إله إلا الله.
You're listening to ebuzz.com.
محمد رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام.
الحمد لله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة، أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: مفتاح الجنة شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم وعلى ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. دروش پڑھنے Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, cherisher, the merciful one, the gracious one. Peace, greetings, salutations be upon Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Mujtaba Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is the sheer mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has blessed us with the month of Sha'ban, which precedes the blessed month of Ramadan. The night we engage in is Laylatul Bara'ah or Shab-e Bara'at. The word Bara'at in the Arabic language means emancipation or to acquire freedom from the fire of Jahannam. Bara'at ka Urdu mein mana hota hai چھٹکارا حاصل کرنا، جہنم کی آگ سے نجات پانا، چھٹکارا حاصل کرنا. Emancipation, to acquire freedom from the fire of جہنم. According to some of the مفسرین, this night in the Quran has also been described as لیلتن مبارکتن, the blessed night, the very opening verses of Surah Ad-Dukhan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this night. Allah says, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. And it is in this night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an assignment to the malaika, to the angels. Duties are given to them. They have to carry that responsibility out of all the events that are to unfold for one entire year, one complete year. All that information is given to the malaika. Tonight, though it is Shab-e Bara'at, I wish to put in front of you the message given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to this ummah by one of the great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, ulama have mentioned the highest ranked Nabi after Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. the highest ranked Nabi after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A message given from that Nabi to every individual sitting in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you receive a text message from someone who is highly respected in the community, you don't even want to delete that message, and you want to save that message. And this message comes to us from Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was invited for Mi'raj, the ascension, right at the top level of the heavens, the seventh heaven, he met Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And when he met Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, like father and son, there is this natural love that flows out. Parents have this blind love for their children. Parents are always well wishers for all their children. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, when he was created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened in front of him all the human beings that were to occupy this world, all the children, his entire progeny. And Allah put it in front of him. And at that time, there was no physical appearance, it was just spiritual, it was just ruh in front of Adam alayhi salam. And he looked at all the souls, and he looked at one particular soul, which was very bright. In the hadith it comes, Mishkatul Masabih, that there was light coming out between the two eyes. And so Adam alayhi salam said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ay Rabbi man hadha? Oh my Allah, who is this? Ay Rabbi man hadha? Who is this individual? So bright, nur coming out from his face. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Adam alayhi salam, Ya Adam hadha ibnuka Dawood. This is your son Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. And naturally love poured out from Adam alayhi salam for his child, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. Main samjha raha hoon ki baap bete ki mohabbat. Adam alayhi salatu wassalam said to Allah, Ma umruhu? Oh Allah, what is the age of my son? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, Sittina sana. I have given him 60 years in this dunya. How many years? 60 years. And it was the love of this dear father, the first man, Adam alayhi salam, that he made a plea, a request to Allah. And he said, Ya Allah, fazidhu min umri 40 sana. Give him an extension of 40 years, take the 40 years out of my age. The love that the father has for his child, the father is saying, I want to give 40 years of my age to my child, Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. And Allah said to Adam alayhi salam, are you sure? And he said, yes. In the hadith it comes that Allah said to Adam alayhi salam, Allah will give you 1,000 years to live in dunya. In dunya. When Adam alayhi salatu wassalam was exactly 960 years, Malakul Maut came to him. And Malakul Maut does not fail. When the time comes, it comes. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ He does not look at the family members, that the children are 2 years old, 3 years old. This man is newly married, just got married a week ago. He hasn't performed his hajj. He doesn't look at the logical reasons. He only looks at the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he greeted Adam alayhi salam and said, Ya Adamu, it is time for you to come and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving him an indication of death. Adam alayhi salatu was salam said to Malakul Maut, you are making a mistake. Allah said to me, I will give you 1,000 years. I still have extra 40 years left. Malakul Maut ki bhi koi galati nikalega? One brother said to me that his sheikh said to him that you become my murid and I will write my name on a piece of paper. And if you die, make a will and tell your family members that this paper you must take with you in your coffin. So when Munkar and Nakir come, they'll look at this paper and they will say you are the murid of that sheikh. Allah will open up the doors of Jannah. Itni aasan jannat ho to kya kehna? And so Malakul Maut said to Adam alayhi salam, the mistake is with you, not with me. Don't you remember that you gave 40 years to your son Dawood alayhi salatu was salam? And the father Adam alayhi salam then agreed. In the hadith it comes that your father Adam alayhi salatu was salam forgot, so his children in dunya also forget. And this is the characteristics of insan, of a human being, that he can forget. And so insan also forgets. Going back to Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, though cut off from the ummah of Rasulullah, detached from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when it comes to time span, that he came thousands of years before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, nevertheless, there was this closeness between Rasulullah and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. For he is the spiritual father of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when he met Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Iqra, aqri ummataka minni as-salam. Aqri ummataka minni as-salam. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when you return back from Mi'raj, when you return back, give your ummah my salam. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khalili Ibrahim. We return our salam to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam also. And he said, give my salam to your ummah and give them information. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was on the seventh heaven. He could see Jannah. And he said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَأَخْبِرْهُمْ أَنَّ الْجَنَّةَ قِعَانٌ. Tell them that one portion of Jannah is empty space. One portion of Jannah is empty space. Tell them to invest into that Jannah. Tell them to acquire that portion of Jannah. Tell them, وَغِرَاسُهَا سُبْحَانَ اللَّهُ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهُ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. To acquire that portion of Jannah is very, very simple. No bureaucracy. No papers you need to fill. To acquire that portion of Jannah, Allah's Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying, all you need to utter is Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallahu, wallahu akbar. In the hadith it comes that straight away that portion of Jannah is given to that individual, and to mark that portion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shoots off a tree in that area with its name, with the name of that individual. All he needs to say is Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Let us increase our business portfolio, my respected brothers. This is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam wants from the ummah. Don't just have your businesses in the Far East, or in Africa, or in Europe, or in other parts of the world. Be professional business people. Have your business in this dunya, and also have your business in Jannah. Pass the borders of this dunya. Pass the borders of this dunya and enter into Jannah. Be a professional businessman. That when somebody asks you, you can say, I have property so and so. I have properties there and I have properties there. And I also have a property in Jannah which has got 1,000 trees in it. 1,000 trees, a property in Jannah. And these are the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallahu, wallahu akbar. And a tree shoots up there. straight away. Jaise wo aapne gari ko shuru kiya na, to basa aukat that antenna comes up. From the back, the antenna comes up. And so when you say Subhanallah walhamdulillah here, Subhanallah, a tree shoots up in Jannah. That marks your portion of Jannah. That is how easy it is to acquire any portion of Jannah. And that is why Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from the treasures of Jannah, it is the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ كَنْزُمْ مِنْ كُنُوزِ الْجَنَّةِ. It is from the treasures of Jannah, the tasbih, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. What is Jannah, my respected brothers and elders? Allahu Akbar. A place in which a person will be totally independent. Totally independent. Apni manmani hogi, manmani. Totally independent. It will be a wonderland. Jannat kya hogi? A wonderland. What is Disneyland? And what are the theme parks of this dunya? My young friends, listen to me. It is paradise that is our ultimate goal. It is paradise that is our address. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, our father, came down from Jannah. And that is where we need to reach. It is Jannah. That should be our aim. In this dunya, our aim should be to acquire Jannah. Wonderland, total independency, total pleasure, felicity for every individual. No pain, no sorrow. Kisi kisam ki takleef waha nahi hogi. Where is Jannah? You have now the navigation system. Put in the postcode or put in the address and it will take you everywhere. Try punching in Jannah. See what happens. Jannah is between the seventh heaven and the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the location of Jannah. It is on top of the seventh heaven and under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the seventh heaven. And that is where Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. That is where Baytul Ma'mur is also. And he was reclining on Baytul Ma'mur, the Kaaba for the angels. And right on top, Allah's Nabi has said that there are 100 levels to Jannah. 100 levels to Jannah. Right on the top are the hamireen arsh and those that lift the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like the rooftop of Jannah. Subhanallah. That is the location of Jannah. And who will be the first individual to enter Jannah? The first individual to enter Jannah. The doors and the gates of Jannah are closed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ana awwalu man yadukku al-bab al-jannah. I will be the first one to knock on the gates of Jannah. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be the first individual to step into Jannah. None from ins and jinn have that capacity, that maqam status is reserved for Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Sahih Hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ana awwalu man yadukku al-bab al-jannah. I will be the first one to knock on the doors of Jannah. And the angels will say, Man, who is it? To confirm. And Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, Ana Muhammadun. And the angels will say, it is only for you that Allah has given us permission to open up the doors of Jannah. None before you have this power. It is your honor, your first step into Jannah. After Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's entry into Jannah, it is said that the rest of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam will also be given permission to enter into Jannah. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam, and the very first meeting in Jannah will be the meeting of Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah al-Azim. And after the entry of all the prophets into Jannah, then who from the Ummah or the Umam, the communities of Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam will enter into Jannah. Muhaddiseen have mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my Ummah is the last to come chronologically, but first to enter into Jannah. Akhir mein aaye, jaane wale Jannat mein pehle. Last to come, entry into Jannah will be the first. Who from the Ummah will be the first individual to enter Jannah? Who? First individual. Ulama have mentioned that there are different gates of Jannah. In the hadith it comes, there is one gate which is known as Babur Rayyan. And Allah will say, we are the Sa'imun of this Ummah. We are those whose hearts were inclined with fasting, that aspect of worship. Those who loved fasting. And a portion of the Ummah who loved fasting, they will stand up and they will enter from this gate, Babul Rayyan. One will be Babul Jihad. Babul Jihad. Those who fought in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a portion of the Mujahideen, including Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, perhaps Hazrat Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi and all the warriors, the Mujahideen will enter from Babul Jihad. And some will enter from Babul Hajj, those who wanted to perform Hajj yearly, year after, every year, annually. And some of the gates, Babul Umrah. And some of the gates, Babul Salah. And some of the gates, Babul Zakah. And one other gate is Babu Sadaqah, those who would want to give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. And one gate is named after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Babu Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the door of that name is also Babu Tawbah. So that gate has got two names, Babu Muhammad or Babu Tawbah, the door of repentance. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this hadith, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, will there be someone from the Ummah who will qualify to enter from all the doors of Jannah, all the gates of Jannah? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Arju an takuna minhum, yes, Abu Bakr, and that one individual is yourself. That you will have the green light, you will qualify to enter from whichever gate you want. And thus ulama say that the first individual after Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam to step into Jannah is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. Then the Khulafai Rashideen, Sahabai Kiram Ajma'een, the Tabi'een, Tabi Tabi'een, and then the rest of the Ummah, slowly they will enter Jannah. Allahu Akbar. In the hadith it also comes, there will also be a slight delay for some in the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some form of interrogation will also be done. Allahu Akbar. One old lady from the Ansar, Ajuza, she came. And she said, Ya Rasulullah, ud'u Allah an yadkhulani fil Jannah. Make dua for this old lady that Allah gives me Jannah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at that old lady and said, You will not enter Jannah. Tumne kaha jannat mein jana? You will not enter Jannah. And she went off crying. And she came to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. From the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have heard, I have been destroyed. I have been doomed. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and explained the situation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Aisha, call that old lady from Ansar. And she came, this old lady. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what I mean is that you won't enter Jannah with that skin of yours. With that skin of yours. Old in age. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you beautiful. You will be young. Not with this skin which has lost its elasticity. Allah will give you a beautiful skin. And in your youth you will enter Jannah. And she started smiling. That is Jannah, my respected brothers. Once Someone gave a gift to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a beautiful fine silk material, very soft. And some of the companions were touching that material, silk material. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions, do you find this material to be of great worth and value, of silk? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took an oath and he said, Wallahi lazim, the handkerchief of Sa'd bin Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala in Jannah is better than everything in this dunya and what it contains. Just the handkerchief of Jannah given to Hazrat Sa'd bin Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also mentioned in the hadith how we can qualify to enter into Jannah, my respected brothers. We all do wuzu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, anyone who does wuzu according to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and after his wuzu recites the dua, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله, looking up towards the sky. Only this dua. In the hadith it comes, فُتِحَتْ لَهُ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ الثَّمَانِيَّةِ, all the 8 gates of Jannah will open up for that individual. Look inside, my respected brothers, how many of us read this dua after wuzu. Such a simple dua. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith that when the muazzin completes his azan, read this dua, Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma. And for the women, when they have the receivers on, have your receivers on so this opportunity is given to you. When you hear the azan complete, read this dua, Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tammati was salati al qaima. آتي محمدا الوسيلة الفضيلة وبعثه مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته, with the different variation of this dua mentioned in the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, حلت له شفاعتي, on the day of Qiyamah I will intercede for that individual. And here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, حلت له شفاعتي, Allah's great Nabi says, I will intercede for that individual. My shafa'at and intercession is for that individual. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. I see some of the brothers yawning. We still haven't entered Jannah. And I promise some of the brothers that inshallah tonight it will be a tour of Jannah. Let's take a ride into Jannah. The wonderland. The most beautiful wonderland. And the true experience of Jannah is only when you enter it. And that is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَتَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. It is beyond the imagination of a human being. And he said that on the day of Qiyamah, all of humanity will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and 120 rows will be formed, sufuf, 120 sufuf, safs. 120 saf hogi qiyamat ke din, 120. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith, la tansawul azimatain, O insan, O human beings, don't forget that after your death your place of retirement is only in two locations. The companions inquired, wamal azimatani. And azimatani in the hadith means this humongous place, massive place. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, azimatan, your two locations after your death, you will only retire in two places. Al-jannatu wal-nar. You choose whether you want to enter into Jannah or whether you want to enter into hellfire. That is the only two locations. Insan from dunya will either go to Jannah or Jahannam. There is no other place. So choose. Ulama have mentioned that your visa for Jannah is in this dunya. If you want to go to India, you need to go to the Indian embassy. If you want to go to Saudi Arabia, you need to go to the Saudi embassy. And you have to fill in so many forms. If you want to go anywhere in the world, you need to go and pay a visit to the embassy. Unless, of course, you have British passports. A lot of the countries, you don't need visa. But for Jannah, you need visa. And which are the embassies in this world? Ulama have mentioned the embassies for Jannah in this dunya are the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every masjid is the embassy of Jannah. And what are the requirements of Jannah? Allah's Nabi has mentioned Shahadatu wa la ilaha illallah. All he needs to do is bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his final messenger. That is it. Once you qualify, once you surrender and testify externally and in your heart, visa is given to you and you qualify for entry into Jannah. 120 sufuf. And if your book of deeds is given to you in the right hand, that means Allah has given you the visa. Subhanallah. 120 sufuf, Allah's Nabi has mentioned, from 120, 80 saf belong to my ummah. Rahmatul lil alameen. And that is why Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, increase yourselves in numbers, increase yourselves in numbers. So that on the day of Qiyamah, when all the other prophets are there, I will see my ummah on my right, on my left, in front of me, behind me, and I will be in that podium, subhanallah, what is known as Maqam-e Mahmood, and all my ummah will surround me, and I will see, and I will say to Allah, this is my ummah that I will take to Jannah. Increase yourselves. برهاتے رہو تزوج الودود الولود فإني مكاثر البكم الأمم. Increase yourselves. Allah's Nabi has mentioned that the first batch of those who enter Jannah group, their faces will be as bright as the moon. The first batch of people, their face will be as bright as the full moon. And the second batch that enters into Jannah, their faces will shine. It will be luminous like the most luminous star in the heavens. And it is said when the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in groups, when they enter into Jannah, thousands and thousands of malaika will come out from Jannah to greet them. And it is said, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. When the ummah will come, the gates of Jannah will open up, the angels will come out, and the angels will salute them, and will say to them, Assalamu alaykum, Assalamu alaykum, Assalamu alaykum. Malaika will come and greet you and kiss you on the forehead. Kitna uncha maqam. And they will say to you, Salamun, Tibtum, tibtum, tibtum. Well done, you have passed your exams. You have passed your test. Mubarak ho tumhe. Tibtum, tibtum. Fadkhuluha, now come and enter into Jannah. You will live here eternally. Fadkhuluha khalideen. Kabhi bhi is jagah se nikalna nahi. Subhanallah, that is the Jannah. Ulama have mentioned, my respected brothers, now this individual enters into Jannah. And he will look at the beautiful, beautiful mansions and the buildings that are out there in Jannah. Subhanallah, today when we look at some of the cities and we say, Gee, Malaysia, bahut khubsurat, Kuala Lumpur ko aap dekhe, beautiful buildings, beautiful, beautiful buildings. Have you been to that country? Have you been to this country? Have you seen that building? The twin towers there and the twin towers here, have you been to that building? Ulama have mentioned that when the group of Jannah enter into Jannah, for 70 years they will just stand and admire the walls of their palaces. And this is no exaggeration. Eh? Some of the people might be wondering, 70 years just standing. One must not forget that in Jannah there is no concept of time. You will not be rushed. You don't need to go anywhere. You have all the time in the world. And the ulama explain this, that when you enjoy something, time goes very fast. See? You go for a holiday and when you come back and you say, oh, I went for 3 months and it was like 3 days. Why? You are enjoying it. You are enjoying it. You went for Umrah, the whole month of Ramadan went, and you said it was like only a week in Makkah. Jannah will be so beautiful that you will be standing there for years and years until some of the angels will say that there is still a lot of other beautiful things in Jannah that you can see. You don't need to just stand here and admire the building. And there will be guides. And there is nothing wrong with guides. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was taken on a tour of Jannah, and the guide was Hazrat Jibreel Amin, Mi'raj. In the hadith it comes. And so you will have malaika and angels there showing that individual all the different portions of Jannah. In the hadith it also comes when he enters into his beautiful mansion, palace. لَيَنْزُرُوا فِي مُلْكِهِ أَلْفَي سَنَةٍ. Just for him to explore his Jannah, he will need 2,000 years. Or kya kaam hai? Or kuch kaam hai? Just for him to explore his Jannah, he will need how many years? 2,000 years. That is how beautiful Jannah will be. 2,000 years. And for the women listening, there will be no kitchen. And for the men folks here, it's not about buying for them all the beautiful kitchen interiors. No kitchen, no cooking, no nothing. No cleaning. No cleaning. And it's a very delicate subject, because when it comes to the Hura'een and the mothers and sisters that are listening. And so I start off by impressing the mothers first and the sisters. No cleaning. Safai ki zarurat hi nahi. Why? In the hadith it comes, the lowest ranked person in Jannah, lowest ranked person in Jannah will have 80,000 alfa khadimin, 80,000 servants. The lowest ranked Jannati will have 80,000 servants everywhere, making sure all the palaces are maintained perfectly. Everything is tip, everything is clean, everything is maintained well. 80,000. And the lowest ranked Jannati, it is said that for him, وَسْنَتَانِ سَبْعُونَ زَوْجَةً. For him, he will have to the minimum 72 wives. And Brother Amin is now listening to me. 72 wives. Subhanallah al-Azim. In the hadith it comes, the very first piece of furniture. Yeah, dukaan jo hai, mukhtalif kisam ki, wahan furniture wagera bechte hai. Achhe achhe kisam ke furniture. It is said in Jannah, we will look at one piece of Jannah. One piece of furniture in Jannah. إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ لَيَتَّقِئُ. And he will sit on that furniture. لَيَتَّقِئُ سَبْعِينَ سَنَةً. It will be so comfortable, that he will sit on it for 70 years. قَبْلَ أَن يَتَحَوَّلْ. And he will not move an inch. آپ نے دیکھا ہے نا, عمرے سے فارغ ہونے کے بعد وہ مساج کی کرسیاں ہوتی ہے نا, عمرہ کر کے آئے ہو تو, and you sit on it, and you just want to sit on it, and you just want to sit on it, and this is the furniture of Jannah, and you sit on it for 70 years. In the hadith it comes, قَبْلَ أَن يَتَحَوَّلْ, before he makes a move, and he will be there sitting, and the angels will come and wake him up, and they will say, Ya Malik, O Master, Assalamu Alaikum. There are so many other beautiful things in Jannah. If you want to stand, I will show you other parts of Jannah. And he will stand up, Subhanallah al-Azim. He will be with his family members, with his children, inshaAllah ta'ala. and he will feel thirsty. Thirsty. Talking about family members, in the hadith it comes that once Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "O my dear father, where is my mother Khadijatul Kubra? She passed away. How is my mother Khadijatul Kubra? Where is she?" In the hadith it comes, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at Bibi Fatima and said to her, "Oh my Fatima, come close to me." And Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam whispered to her and said that your mother is in this beautiful portion of Jannah that has been gifted to her by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Jannah is only for her. And that Jannah is made from qasab, qasab. Ulama have mentioned what is qasab. Like I said, it is only in Jannah you will experience all this beautiful texture and design. Qasab are threads of gold. That entire palace will be built and constructed by golden threads. Golden threads, subhanallah, studded with beautiful pearls and diamonds. Studded with beautiful pearls and diamonds. And that is where your mother is, Khadijatul Kubra. Allahu Akbar. How beautiful Jannah is. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was performing salah. And when he completed salah, aaj hum dunya ke piche dost aur buzurgon, is it worth sacrificing Jannah for this dunya? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if this dunya in worth was equivalent to the wing of a mosquito, Allah would not give a drop of water to the disbelievers. It is not even equivalent to the wing of a mosquito. And today, look at us. It's big night, Shab-e-Barat, and the masjid is full. One night goes, one day goes, and again the attendance low. Again, we become very slack. The level of iman decreases. And compare that to this beautiful Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved for us. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed his salah. After completing his salah, it is the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reaching out. As he was reaching out, Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then all of a sudden reclined back. Some of the companions said, "Ya Rasulullah, we saw you reaching out and then reclining back." And he said to the companions, that just now after salah, Allah showed me Jannah, one portion of Jannah. And I could see the beautiful tree and the branches of Jannah. I wanted to break for you one branch of Jannah. But then I realized that that is Jannah and this is dunya. But if I had taken or broken that one portion, part of that tree, which is of Jannah, you would have ate the fruits of that branch, of that tree, until the day of Qiyamah. That is how beautiful Jannah is. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the ribbon that belongs to the hoor of Jannah, and that ribbon which is used for tying the hair of that beautiful hoor, that ribbon is beautiful than everything in this dunya and everything it contains. Subhanallah al-Azim. And so now the people of Jannah will be sitting, beautiful furniture, couches and cushions. And now they will be thirsty. Now they will be thirsty. It is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have beautiful servants which are known as wildan, young boys in their youth, loyal, wildan, ka'annahum. And when you see them, you will feel as if they are scattered pearls. Hasibtahum lu'lu'an mansura, scattered pearls. And they will come and they will serve you drinks. And the first drink that will be given to you will be of kafur. Allah says, innal abrara yashrabuna min ka'sin kana mizajuha kafur. The very first bottle that is given to you, and special goblets and special crystal see-through cups. And that special drink that is given to you will be of pure water, which will be mixed with camphor, kafur. with beautiful fragrance. And when you put that drink close to your mouth, you will first want to take in the beautiful fragrance. The second drink that will be given to you, in the Quran it comes, يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيكٍ مَخْتُومٍ. Wine will be sealed, and the name of that bottle is Rahiq. And remember that the wine of Jannah is halal. The wine of Jannah is halal. The wine of this dunya is haram. Haram. And subhanallah, the brothers who have restaurants that don't sell alcohol, it is the duty of Muslim brothers to go and support those restaurants. And it is shocking that some of the people say that, oh, our businesses, we don't earn much if we don't sell alcohol. My Muslim brothers, Muslims here are 50,000, 60,000. Support your Muslim brothers. And if you need to go out to dine, then choose the right restaurant. You have brothers. Just a few days ago, one of our Muslim brothers opened up a restaurant in the right location. And he said, I am really pressured. A beautiful restaurant. But he said, no. In the name of Allah, there is no alcohol in my restaurant. May Allah give barakah to all those who indulge in pure tijarat. And pure tijarat. And may Allah give you wealth. May Allah give you wealth. And if Allah gives you wealth, Allah gives you the tawfiq to even spend wealth. For in Jannah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, and no offense to anyone here, Allah's Nabi has said, the rich of my ummah will be delayed in entering Jannah 500 years. No offense. How many? 500 years they will be delayed. The miskeen, the fuqara, they will enter Jannah, the rich will be waited there. 500 years. Muhaddiseen have mentioned, Hafiz ibn al-Hajr has mentioned, why? Unfortunately with this ummah, they forget their past. When Allah blesses them with money, instead of giving it out, they become misers. And they become bakhil. And it is because of that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that they will be delayed. Why? Interrogation. Interrogation. So much wealth, so much wealth, so much wealth. Did you give money there? 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 Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. The very first verse of the Quran. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith, there were two brothers. One was a millionaire, a tycoon of his time, and another person was a student. And so he came to complain to Rasulullah, Allah's Nabi, I do all the hard effort, and this brother of mine comes and listens to you, the hadith, and he is your student. Allah's Nabi said to him, لَعَلَّكَ تُرْزَقُ بِي. Allah is giving you rosy because of your brother. Be Usmani Ghani. Be Usmani Ghani. Calculate what Allah has given you. And so 500 years that delay, Hazrat Usmani Ghani, Allahu Akbar. And all these great, great companions. So this beautiful Jannah, on the subject that we Muslims need to support our Muslim brothers, support them. And so if money goes to the Muslim brothers, inshallah that money will be circulating in the ummah, which is needed, which is the need of the time. يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيكٍ مَخْتُومٍ. And this drink, this beautiful sealed bottle, رَحِيق, Allah says, this wine will have different colors. Aapne dekha, different colors. In a bottle, different colors. The first section of it is rahiq. And the last portion of this wine is khitam. And Allah says, khitamuhu misk. Khitamuhu misk. The last portion of that bottle that you drink will be of mushk. Khitamuhu misk. And Allah says, wamizajuhu min tasneem. And it will be mixed with the fountain of Tasneem. This is another fountain of Jannah. Allah says, this bottle of wine will have mushk in it, and it will also have Tasneem inside it, and beautiful servants will be there serving for you in beautiful crystal clear glasses for you to drink. Allahu Akbar. The third drinks that will be given to you, Allah says, Ma'een, The name of the drink is Ma'in. Bayda al-lazzatil lisharibin. Some of the youth say, oh, can we drink Red Bull? Forget your Red Bull. Think of the beautiful drinks of Jannah. And this is Ma'in. Bayda al-lazzatil lisharibin. The color of it is white. Lazzatil lisharibin. And when you drink, you will want to drink continuously. He will drink so much until some of the angels will say, Hazrat, we've also got some other drinks. And then he will stop. And another drink given to him is Zanjabil, Soont. Jisko kehte ginger. One is the ginger beer of this dunya. Ginger beer of this dunya. And the bottle in Jannah is Allahu Akbar. Mentioned in the Quran, Zanjabil will be given to them. Beautiful drinks. And then after drinking, he will want to have some food. Bhai, London Road pe jana to hota hai. Ab jannat mein jo aage khane ki zarurat to hogi na. Ab kya khaye? Subhanallah. Allah says, Ahlul jannati yaakuluna wa yashrabun. That the people of Jannah will eat and drink. Wala yataghawwatun. And they will not need to go for the call of nature. They will not defecate. Istinja ki zarurat nahi hogi. Wala yabulun. And they will not need to urinate. Wala yatamakhatun. And they will not blow their noses. Wala yabzukun. And they will not spit. So how will the system of digesting the food will be? Allah's Nabi said, Karishk hil mask. A burp. He will burp. And aapko pata hai, dakar le to badbu aati hai na. But in Jannah, when he burps, it will give out beautiful fragrance of mushk. Beautiful fragrance of mushk. Allah's Nabi was questioned, and the companion said to him, Ya Rasulullah, haddithni anil Jannah. Describe to us Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let me describe to you Jannah. Al Jannatu labinatun fizzatun wa labinatun zahabun. One brick of Jannah is pure gold, and the other brick of Jannah is pure silver. Masjid Umar ki bricks to waise bhi umda aur ali hai. But you get the different types of bricks in this dunya. Allah is saying in Jannah only two types of bricks. One is pure gold and one is pure silver. And the plaster, the cement, the adhesive, Allah's Nabi says, وَمِلَاتُهَا الْمِسْقُ الْأَزْفَرُ. And the plaster, the adhesive of the bricks is mushk. What is it? Mushk. Fragrance will be coming out. And the stones and the pebbles that are there, Allah's Nabi says, وَحَصَابُهَا اللُّؤْلُؤُ وَالْيَاقُوتُ. And the pebbles, of Jannah are pearls and corundum. Allah's Nabi says, and the mitti, the sand, وَتُرَابُهَا الزَّعْفَرَانُ. And the mitti, the sand of Jannah, is pure saffron. Pure saffron. Zafran. Jiski qeemat bahut hoti. Subhanallah. He will be hungry now. Just let me quote to you, my respected brothers, one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he wakes up after resting, for there will be no sleep in the night. There is no sleeping in Jannah. There is no day and no concept of night. No day and no night. The light will be coming from the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he wants to rest, it will be up to him, he can rest. If he wants to snooze, he can snooze. And then, subhanallah, for breakfast, continental breakfast nahi hoga. For breakfast, listen to this, my respected brothers. 70,000 types of varieties will be presented to him. No two plates will be the same for him. And the angels, subhanallah, and the servants will be there. Oh master, this for you, this for you, this for you. And it is said that Allah will give him that power to eat. And he will eat. It will not be the stomach of this dunya, it will be the stomach of Jannah. Everybody will be the height of Adam alayhi salam. And nobody will be old in age. In the hadith it comes, everyone will be 30 or 33. As the people enter into Jannah, one announcement will be made. Inna lakum an tahyaw fala tamutu abada. glad tidings for all of you in Jannah. You will never die. Death will never come to you. You will never taste death. You will eternally now live in Jannah. SubhanAllah. Imagine that news when it is given to us. إِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَحْيُوا فَلَا تَمُوتُ أَبَدًا. And somebody might think that if nobody dies, perhaps health is an issue. A second announcement will be made. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَسِحُوا وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَسِحُوا فَلَا تَسْقَمُوا أَبَدًا. And for you is everlasting good health. You will never fall ill. تمہیں پھر وہاں ڈاکٹر صاحب کی ضرورت نہیں ہوگی. ڈاکٹر صاحب کی ضرورت نہیں ہوگی. کہاں ہے ہمارے ڈاکٹر صاحب؟ یہاں. وہاں ضرورت نہیں ہوگی. سارے انیمپلائڈ, سب انیمپلائڈ ہوں گے وہاں. کسی کا کوئی کام ہی نہیں ہوگا. سبحان اللہ. Allah's Nabi says the third announcement. And you see when you get, is it still black? MashaAllah bole bhai. Kisi ki nazar na lage. An-nazru haqqun. And you get people when they get grey hair and they now want to paint it black quickly and they look for fatwas in the internet. And they get the different types of dye, halal dye. And dark brown, brown, black, black brown. What is halal? And all of a sudden someone said, I'd rather become a mujahid because a mujahid has got the green light to make his beard black. And so I am a mujahid. In Jannah Allah will say, Allahu Akbar. For you, there is no problem. You will never age, you will always remain young. Always remain young. فَلَا تَحْرِمُ أَبَدًا وَأَنْتَ شِبُّ فَلَا تَحْرِمُ أَبَدًا. You will remain young. All the time young. You will never ever get old. And Allah's Nabi says the fourth announcement will be, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَنْعَمُوا فَلَا تَبْأَسُ أَبَدًا. And subhanallah, you will find no depression, no pain, no takleef will be given to you in Jannah. It will only be felicity for you. It will only be pure pleasure for you in Jannah. So enjoy. And so food will be given to him. Subhanallah al-Azim, 70,000 types of different food. And then the angels will say to him that this is the inside section of your Jannah. Let us go and have a look at your garden. And so now he decides to get out with his family members to look at Jannah. And now Jannah is not that it is owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is Khaliq, but Allah will make you the owner. That you own this. This is yours. It belongs to you. You are Malik. Do what you want with it. And as he comes out and he will see beautiful rivers flowing, subhanallah, into his garden, rivers flowing. Allah says in the Quran, مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وَعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. As they enter Jannah, Allah has mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, have I not promised you, O Muslims, O Muttaqeen, that I will give you Jannah? Have faith in what I say to you, and the beautiful rivers that I will give you. Allah's Nabi says, وَأَنْهَارٌ. And the first river will be of pure, clean water. Pure, clean water. Completely clear, that when you look at it, you will have the مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وَعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Beautiful, beautiful rivers he will see flowing into his garden, back garden. And the first river will be of pure water, pure water. Respected brothers, imagine the lagoon and some of the ocean, blue water that is out there. Allah's Nabi says the second river will be river of milk. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ تَعْمُ. And a lot of the brothers might wonder, milk which is very sticky, uske andar wo maza aata hai. Just today, thinking of it, I saw one washing gel which said that it has a hint of milk and a hint of honey inside. A hint of milk and a hint of honey. And milk is good for your skin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ تَعْمُ. And he will swim in that river, and the taste of it will never change. So many shower creams today will have that label, it has a hint of milk in it. Ajbi, in the modern world that we live in. Allah's Nabi says, وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ خَمْرٍ لَزَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ. And a river of wine. And he will be swimming and he will also be drinking. Swimming and drinking. Swimming pool mein aisa na kare. Chlorine muh mein chali jaye. And the difference between the wine of dunya and the wine of Jannah. Ulama have mentioned that the wine of dunya has got four negative aspects. When you drink liquor of this dunya, all the intoxicants, it gives you sukr, it makes you drunk. One, it makes you drunk. Suda, if you drink too much, it will also give you a headache. Bahut zyada pee liya, dard hai sab. Thirdly, if you drink too much alcohol of this dunya, al-bawl, you need to urinate. Ne dekha hoga kahin logo ko, sharab pee kar peshab kar dete. You need to urinate. And ulama have mentioned finally, al-qay, nausea or vomiting. If you drink too much, you will want to vomit. None of the four negative aspects of the alcohol of this dunya will be with the wines and alcohol of Jannah. It will be pure and clean. In fact, the more you drink, the more strong you will feel. The more you will feel as if you are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will want to do shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fourth river, Allah's Nabi has mentioned, وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّنْ عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى. Clarified, clean, pure honey, which will not stick to your body. Beautiful honey. And honey is shifa. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, with every mansion, this is the mercy of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a pipeline connection to every palace of Hawza Kawthar. Hawza Kawthar is in the residence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The highest level of Jannah is known as Al-Wasila. And Wasila will be the residence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his family. And that is just under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so from Wasila, Hawza Kawthar will be given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One extension of Hawza Kawthar will also be on the day of Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, when my ummah will come, they will be thirsty. I will give them water from Hawza Kawthar with my own hands. And the ummah will drink, subhanallah, from the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if you drink water from Hawza Kawthar on the day of Qiyamah, you will never feel thirsty. Subhanallah, there will be jugs in it floating equivalent to the numbers of stars. And it is a fountain, massive fountain. Allah's Nabi has mentioned, when I saw Hawza Kawthar, I saw that it was surrounded by beautiful hollow domes made out of pure pearls. Domes made out of pure pearls. That is Hawza Kawthar. And the extension of that Hawza Kawthar will be in the residence of all the people of Jannah. And water of Kawthar will be flowing to them. Subhanallah al-Azim. A man came to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said to him, Ya Rasulullah, I have one question. Hal fil jannati khayl? Will there be horses in Jannah? Will there be horses in Jannah? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. Farasin min yaqutatin hamra tatiru bika fil jannati haythu shi't. Beautiful horses that will have wings on it, and it will be made out of red ruby. Red ruby. Surkh gora. Allah hi jana. Horse. And you will sit on it and you will fly on its back, and it will show you all the different parts of Jannah. All the different parts of Jannah. Subhanallah. And this is in Jannah. Forget all the fast cars and the speedy cars. The transportation of Jannah. Allah's Nabi has mentioned Buraq. Faster than the speed of light. Buraq. And that buraq will be the means of transportation for the people of Jannah. And those who are interested in designer clothes, the youth that are here. Here when we need to travel, we need to make sure we've got enough sufficient clothes, pandar, bees, keel, saath lele. With clothes, pack your clothes, you're going for a holiday. In Jannah, when you go from one Jannah to another Jannah, you need to take no clothes with you. It is said that you will have special beautiful trees in Jannah, which will give to you made to measure clothes that fit your body perfectly. Zara soche. And this is not Alice in the Wonderland. This is Jannah, my respected brothers. Nothing fictitious. It is in the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That when you are walking and this desire will come, that I want to wear that suit, different clothes. It is said that from a tree, a branch will shoot out in front of you and it will open up. And from this beautiful packaging of Jannah, it will be in front of you. And you will pick it out, it will be iron, clean, no creases. And you will put it on and you will look extremely handsome. عَلِيَهُمْ ثِيَابُ سُنْدُسٍ خُدْرٌ وَإِسْتَبْرَقٌ Subhanallah, silk clothes. In dunya, it is haram, but in Jannah, it is halal. In dunya, keep a beard. In dunya, it is sunnah. But in Jannah, no beard. These are the laws. Wine, haram in this dunya. In Jannah, halal. Subhanallah. For those who have the habit of listening to music, this question was also posed at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they said to him, Ya Rasulullah, Hal fil jannati sama'un? Hal fil jannati sama'un? Will there be music in Jannah? And the companions were very, very sincere. Some of them were musicians before embracing Islam. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, will there be music in Jannah? For in Islam it is haram. But I am asking, if there is music in Jannah, will it be halal? Allah's Nabi said to the companions, yes, there will be music in Jannah. But it will not be the music of shaitan. وَلَيْسَ بِمَضَامِيرِ الشَّيْطَانِ Not the musical beats of shaitan in this dunya. Subhanallah, beautiful music that you will hear by the whistling of the leaves of Jannah, it will produce a beautiful sound. Beautiful sound. Tumhein neem ka galba aa jayega. Aisa surela, behtareen awaaz aayega. And some of the angels and people and the hure'een there will sing for you beautiful couplets and recite in front of you verses of the Quran also. Subhanallah al-Azim. One sahabi came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking him many questions. Allah's Nabi was expounding Jannah. And Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in Jannah, one man will come who will be a farmer and he will say, Ya Allah, I am a farmer and I want to have my own farm and I want to plant seeds. Allah said to him, what I have given you, is that not enough for you? And he will say, no, what you have given to me is sufficient. But I am a farmer. And I want something here, which I can plant and cultivate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up an open area, land for him to cultivate. Fertile land. It is said the angels will come and give him seeds in Jannah. And instantly he will plant the seeds, it will germinate and stems will come out straight away, shoot up and he will cultivate and this is what he will do. And some of the companions started to laugh and they said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, we can guarantee you that that individual is not from the Muhajir companion, it must be from the Ansari companions because they are farmers. Because they are farmers. Not much time will be taken, my respected brothers. There is no end to Jannah. I quote in front of you some of the verses of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Allah says, وَأَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينَ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينَ فِي سِدْرٍ مَخْدُودٍ And they will be sitting in gardens full of lotus trees without thorns, And each of the fruit will have 72 different colors. And you desire something, and the branches will come down to you. Itni bhi zahmat nahi ke you have to reach out, it will come to you. Subhanallah. And the type of meat you want, the type of southern fried chicken, barbecue, well cooked, all the different types of spices, Allah is saying, وَلَحْمٍ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ. What you desire will be in front of you, no waiting time. No waiting time. Come after 20 minutes to pick up your order? No, in Jannah, straight away. How you wish, it will be in front of you. وَلَحْمٍ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ. Allah says, وَالطَّلْحٍ مَنْدُودٍ. And for explanation, one particular name of fruit is mentioned, what we know as the banana. Bananas, bunch of bananas. And the bananas of Jannah will be very different. وَطَلْحٍ مَنْدُودٍ وَظِلٍ مَمْدُودٍ. An extensive shade. وَمَاءٍ مَسْكُوبٍ, flowing water. وَفَاقِهَةٍ كَثِيرًا, abundance of fruits. لَا مَقْتُوعَ وَلَا مَمْنُوعَ, not seasonal. Anytime, whatever fruit you desire, it will be there. No stopping, no limitation. لَا مَقْتُوعَةٍ وَلَا مَمْنُوعَ وَفُرُشٍ مَرْفُوعَ. And you will be sitting in lofty couches. وَفُرُشٍ مَرْفُوعَ. You have drank, you have ate, you have seen your furniture, you have seen the walls, you have seen your mansion, you have seen your palaces. And Allah now says, إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for the men folks beautiful women. Beautiful women, what we know as hur'een. Ab to uth jao. Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a. Beautiful hur'een Allah has made for the men folks. Faja'alnahunna abkara. They will be so beautiful, so beautiful. It is said that if one of the hur was to spit in dunya, everything in dunya would taste beautiful, it would become sweet. Zara lu'ab nikal jaye. Allahu Akbar. Lam yatmithunna insun qablahum wala jan. Allah says no jinn, no ins would have touched the body of the hur'een. Untouched women, chaste women. Allah says, عُرُبًا أَتْرَابًا عُرُبًا أَتْرَابًا. دنیا کی عورتوں کی طرح نہیں, ایک گھنٹے اچھے تو دو گھنٹے منہ چرا کر بیٹھے ہو. Allah says, عُرُبًا عُرُبًا. And they will be passionate to their husbands. Passionate. They will display this extra love for their husbands in Jannah that will never end. Unceasing love. عُرُبًا أَتْرَابًا. Their love will be endless. They will love their husbands. أَتْرَابًا, of the same age. عُرُبًا أَتْرَابًا. لِأَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينَ, for the people on the right hand side. The people of Jannah. For the women folks, they may want to ask that for the men in Jannah, you have so many حُرَئِينَ. So many hur'een. What about for the women? Sawal to hai na? Hai ya nahi? Zehen mein. Sensitive question. My respected brothers, an answer to that is that Allah is Khaliq. Allah is Khaliq. And He knows the desire of each individual in His creation. And naturally the desire of a man is to have many women. That is why Allah has made lawful for him that he can marry and wed four women. Kitni? Four. And if anybody says to me, no, I'm okay with one, look in your heart. Every man is desirous. Every man is desirous. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened up Jannah. And Allah says, وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. And Allah will make the nikah of the people of Jannah with حُورِعِينٍ. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nikah will also take place in Jannatul Firdaus. And everyone will attend that nikah. And that nikah will be with Asiya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, imra'at Fir'aun. Fir'aun was impotent. He could not get close to his wife. And that is what Allah wanted. Though very physically powerful, but he was impotent. And so the wife of Fir'aun, who was a mu'mina, and her dua is mentioned in the Quran, she will make nikah with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. And for our mothers and sisters that are listening, subhanallah, why Allah will not give them a choice more than one? They will only have one individual, and that will be their husbands. Why? As Allah has preserved them in haya and modesty in dunya, that modesty and haya will also be there in Jannah. It would be disrespectful for a woman to have more than one individual. But Allah is merciful. It is said that the husband, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will change his appearance continuously, and the beauty will enhance by the minute. So every time the wife sees the husband, she will say, "Oho, tumhe to bahut hara upara." Are you sure you were the right man? Tumhe to bahut upara. And by the minute the face will change. And that is the mercy that Allah has done to the women folks. One body, one body, one husband. Agar naam Muhammad hai to Muhammad hi hoga. Agar naam Yusuf hai to Yusuf hi hoga. Agar bhai naam Mushtaq hai to Mushtaq hi hoga. Aur agar, subhanallah, ek ye bhi masla hai, that if the husband passes away and that woman remarries, where will that woman go to? Masail are very different. That lady who dies in the condition, in the state of nikah with that individual, with that person, she will be with that individual in Jannah. Jiske saath nikah mein thi, aur jis halat mein maut aayi, uske saath wo kahan hogi? Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give different bodies to the men folk. So they will have a selection of hure'een. But this is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that for the women folks, it will not be a variety. It will be one body, only one body, the husband. But the husband, the beauty will enhance and increase, enhance and increase. So every time the wife sees the husband, her love will also increase. And there will be no jealousy. So there will be no jealousy between the women folks. Remember, Allah says in the Quran, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ. Allah will take out from the hearts of those who enter Jannah all types of grudge, enmity, all types of evil character. And only goodness will be entered into their hearts. They will be living as if they all beat to one individual's heart. They all beat to one individual's heart. There will be no ikhtilaf. It will only be ittifaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, my respected brothers, to make amal on what we have said. The reason today I opened up in front of you Jannah, as it is, my respected brothers, the ummah is going through a difficult time. Today every Muslim is a terrorist. Every Muslim is a terrorist. Allahu Akbar. Difficult moments. We need to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us lift up our hands and take an oath in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that inshaAllah from now on we will be regular with our salah. And to our best ability inshaAllah we will perform salah in the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can we sacrifice the beautiful Jannah that Allah has made for this dunya, for this dunya? Allahu Akbar. Dunya which is temporary, how long have we got to live in this dunya? Ab to dekho mere azizo, naujawan logo ko maut aa jati. 30-year-old passed away. Hafiz Muhammad, hamare class fellow, unka intikal ho. Kitne log kabristan mein jaakar dekhe. Youth, young people are dying. The old are still alive. It is the young that are going. When will we stand up and dedicate this beautiful life that Allah has given us and the tongue towards the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much time will we dedicate in the 24 hours for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.